And we know that Martha was busily serving.
她思虑为了许多事思虑烦扰。
That she was so bothered by so many things.
所以这个故事是伯大尼的故事。
And so, this is the story of Bethany.
所以你看主耶稣很快很明显的他已经到了快到了耶路撒冷。
That we know our Lord Jesus was very near Jerusalem.
好那下面接下去接哪里呢
And how do we link up?
你接下去的是接约翰福音。
And so, now we need to link up.
因为你只要到耶路撒冷就是约翰的范围。
Because as long as you enter into Jerusalem, that will be the territory of John.
约翰只记载主耶稣到耶路撒冷。
And so, John only record when the Lord Jesus arrived in Jerusalem.
所以你读这段圣经要小心，你知道下面接哪里，否则你搞不清楚是怎么回事。
And so, you need to be very careful how they are linked.
所以你才会明白十一章到底讲什么。
And that you will be understand what has been said.
因为你已经到了伯大尼，已经到了耶路撒冷，所以翻过山就是耶路撒冷。
Because that you are early in Bethany.That you go over the hill, then you arrive in Jerusalem.
那么下面应该接什么地方呢
？And so how do we link?
那么好，我们看看约翰福音第七章。
Now we turn to John 7.
约翰福音第七章。你记不记得约翰福音第七章啊？二节说，当时犹太人的祝棚节近。
And then verse 2 says, Now the Jews, the feast of the tabernacle was at hand.
那么主耶稣去兄弟就劝他你赶快到犹太去吧。
And so the brothers advised him that you should quickly go into Judea.
结果他仍旧住在加利利。
But he remained in Galilee.
但是后来呢他又上去后来呢他又上去过节了。
And later on,He partake in the feast of the tabernacles.
那么弟兄姊妹你现在知你才知道结果呢到了第七章就是告诉我们主耶稣上了耶路撒冷过祝棚节。
And so our Lord Jesus have gone to Jerusalem to take part in the feast of the tabernacles.
因为黑门山要搭三座棚所以证明祝棚节很快就到了。
And you know that at the Mount Hermon, the translation, there were three tents erected. So we know it is near the feast.Of the tabernacle.
所以路加福音九章、十章、十一章给我们看见说他是往耶路撒冷去，不过这一次是到耶路撒冷去过节的。
That we know in Luke chapter 9, 10, 11, the Lord has said, has gone to Jerusalem, and this time the purpose is to celebrate the feast of the tabernacle.
而他所过的是祝棚节。
And that feast is the feast of tabernacle.
所以这就是第七章所给我们看到的。
And that is what is recorded in John chapter 7.
那么然后到了节期最后一日，主耶稣不是站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
”And so he was saying about the last day, and said,Whosoever thirsty can come unto me.
那这个刚好是发生在祝棚节的时候。
And that happens to be during the festive, during the feast of the
tabernacle. 因为祝棚节最后一天。
The last day of the feast of the tabernacle.
那祭司们要带着一些百姓要到希罗亚池去打水。
And the priest had to lead a group of them to go to Shiloh pool.
把水倒在祭坛上。
And then they are going to pour the water.Upon the altar.
然后这个时候主耶稣就说人若渴了可以到我这里来喝。
And that was what the Lord Jesus said, whosoever thirsty can come unto me.
我想这一方面我们已经讲过我不再重复。
I will not repeat this portion.
那么等到第八章的时候于是个人都回家去。
And as we
come, 第一节
and that we come to chapter 8, chapter 8 of verse 1, and everyone, In fact, it's 7:53, and everyone had gone to his own house.
然后耶稣却往橄榄山去。
Chapter 8, verse 1, Jesus went to the Mount of Olives.
为什么他往橄榄山去
？Why did he has gone to?
因为伯大尼就在橄榄山的后山。
Because Bethany was at the back of Mount Olives.
所以现在你看见吗？这个约翰福音七章八章就跟什么？又跟这个路加福音第十章就连起来了。
And so this is how John chapter 7 and 8 link.With Luke chapter 10.
然后主耶稣呢就在那里住了祝棚节，没有立刻就回去。
And after the feast of the fair, he continued to remain there.
那么就在祝棚节那一天，他说：“我是世上的光，跟从我的不在黑暗里走。”
He says that I'm the light of the world. Whosoever follows me will not be in darkness.
那么这个也是在祝棚节的时候发生的事情。
And that also took place during the Feast of Tabernacles.
然后他一待就一直待到修殿节，第十章不是修建有修殿节吗？
And so as we come,
第十章有修殿节，
come to the
第二十二节。
And then he comes to this Feast of Dedication.
That's on the verse 22. 那么我们那个是冬天的时候。
Now this is winter time.
那个刚好是那一年的大概圣诞节前后，大概月年底的时候。
And that is around at the end of the year.
所以弟兄姊妹很清楚，从马太福音十九章开始。
And so as we begin from Matthew 19.
主耶稣离开加利利。
He left Galilee.
然后到了这个路加福音告诉我们，主耶稣脸向着耶路撒冷。
And so in Luke, we were told that his face was steadfastly set for Jerusalem.
所以然后呢，我们知道他就到了这个马大跟玛利亚那里。
And then he arrived at the house of Martha and Mary.
然后他就到了耶路撒冷过节。
And then that he has now entered Jerusalem to celebrate the feast of the tabernacle.
那个大概是十月份的样子。
That is about in October.
所以他大概在这个耶路撒冷就待了两个月到三个月。
And so he has remained in Jerusalem for about 2 to 3 months.
他从住棚节一直住到修殿节。
That he has lived in Jerusalem from the feast of the feast of the tabernacle right up to the feast of the dedication.
那是冬天的时候。
And now it comes to winter time.
那么结果他说就在就修殿节就在所罗门廊下，他说我与父原为一。
And so at the Solomon porch he says I and my fathers are one.
结果犹太又拿起石头要打他。
And so you know the Jews they want to stone him again. Once again they want to stone him.
前面有一次，现在又有一次。
Previously, something had similarly happened, and now it happened again.
然后主耶稣怎么说呢？然后主耶稣说：“你们纵然不信我，也当信这些事。”
They say, "If you don't believe in me, then you should believe what had happened."
叫你们又知道又明白，父在我里面，我也在父里面。
And to let you know that I am in my Father, and my Father is in me.
他们又要拿他，他却逃出他们的手走了。
Although they try to apprehend him, he slipped through them.
好了，这个可以说年底。
And so now we come to the year end.
现在我很清楚了。然后下面也圣经说，耶稣又往约旦外去。
And so here again he says that Jesus have went again beyond the Jordan.
到了约翰起初施洗的地方，就住在那里。
And that he went, you have gone to the place where John was baptized at first.And there he stayed.
他又回到约旦河伯大尼去了。
Now he has gone back to Bethany.
所以现在明白吗？他是约翰伯大尼来做中心的。
So that his base was at Bethany beyond Jordan.
他出去再回来，出去再回来。
He has gone out and he has returned.
到撒玛利亚也许再回来，到这里也许再回来，到耶路撒冷也要再回来。
And then he has gone to Samaria, Samaria he has returned. And then he has gone to Jerusalem and now he has returned.
那现在我们看到底他再回到伯大尼有什么？约旦河伯大尼什么事情发生
？And that we want now to examine what had happened during this time.
第四十一节，有许多人来到他那里。
Then many came to him.
所以你要注意啊，他自从他回到约旦河伯大尼，有好多人来到他那里。
And so as we return, as we gone back to Bethany beyond Jordan, many came to him.
四十二节，在那里信耶稣的人就多了。
And many believe in him there.
所以。现在他就接，所以我们知道这就是又回到约旦河外的伯大尼的事。
And so now he has returned to Bethany beyond Jordan.
好，现在我们再回到路加福音去。刚才我们从路加福音来的。
Right. And so that's how we started with the book of Luke.
你看路加福音第十章，我们就跳到这来的嘛。
And from Luke chapter 10, we have moved on to John chapter 7.
所以这个我们就知道，这个是根本就跟约翰福音是连在一起。约翰福音第七章一直到第十章是连在一起的。
So we know that it's linked from to John chapter 7 right up to John chapter 10.
这个都是祝棚节的故事。
And these are all occurred during the feast.
所以我们说过，这条路分成四段，四个阶段。
We have mentioned that this journey has been broken up into four stages.
这个阶段大概有三个月的时间。
And so this stage took about 3 months.
而且这个阶段是最后主耶稣是在耶路撒冷过 祝棚节又修殿节。
And then he has remained in Jerusalem for the feast of the Tabernacle as well as the feast of the dedication.
然后他又回到了约旦河外伯大尼。
And so now he returned to Bethany beyond Jordan.
那么好，现在我们看看路加福音第十一章啊，你看看就有点印象。
Luke chapter 11 will give us some idea.
那路加福音第十一章主教导人祷告，还有这些这里的记载，这个应该都是在耶路撒冷所发生的。
The Lord has taught them how to pray and what has happened. Those things are happening here.
而且讲到有法利赛人有六惑，那么等等，这个都应该是在耶路撒冷发生的。
All the woe to the Pharisees, to the lawyers, all this happened. This
will happen in Jerusalem. 然后第十二章他就回来了。
And he returned.In Luke chapter
12. 那就是说过了那个修殿节以后，过了那个时候他就回到了这个约旦河外的伯大尼。
And now after the feast of the dedication, he has now returned to Bethany beyond Jordan.
那约翰告诉我们说，有许多人到他那里，信耶稣的人就多了。
And so John told us in chapter 10, many came to him.And verse 42 it says that many believe in him.
那你回到路加福音十二章就很清楚了。
And so you will be very clear when you return to Luke chapter 12.
这时有几万人聚集，甚至彼此践踏。
That you know, tens of the thousands were gathered, and they were trying to overcrowd him.
你知道后来呀，《使徒行传》告诉我们，起初信耶稣的是120个人。
And Acts of the Apostles that in the beginning there were only 120.
后来3120个。
And then you have 3,000 people.
后来8120个。
It was 3,120.
后来
8,120.
雅各说有好几万。
And James said they may be in ten of thousands.
这里完全一个字，完全一个字。
That here there's only one.
所以弟兄姊妹，你想想看，在约旦河外，特别约旦河外的伯大尼，有几万人聚集。
That we know ten of the thousands of people were gathered.At Bethany beyond Jordan.
甚至于彼此践踏
，and that they trampled one another.
所以这就开始了第二个阶段。
And so we now move into the second stage.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹，这个，因为我们读合参，所以我盼望弟兄姊妹能够知道哪里是哪里，能够比较的清楚，
and so,
你就没有难处了。
And so this is the harmony of the gospel. So we need to know exactly what had taken place.
我们点一下就可以，因为我们没有时间去发挥里面所讲的。
We can only highlight. We will not go into the content.
那么然后呢？你现在哈，你看，这里讲到亵渎圣灵的不能够得着赦免。
And those who has blessed me again, the Holy Spirit will.Not be forgiven.
那前面告诉我们说，杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他。
And so, those who will destroy the flesh, do not worry about that.
还有你们比麻雀都贵重的多。
That we are more precious than the
bird. 因为你们头发也都被数过。
Because our hairs are being counted.
那么你们也许会说，这个不是主耶稣加利利讲过的吗
？We may say that he might have mentioned this in Galilee.
但是因为对象不一样
，But You know that the objective was different.
所以主耶稣可以把他讲过的再讲一次。
Because the Lord Jesus could repeat his teaching.
本来是在加利利，现在是在约旦河外。
It could be first it was in Galilee, now is beyond River Jordan.
然后下面就有讲到无知的财主。
Now we'll move on to the foolish rich man.
你会发现很有意思，约旦河外的那主耶稣的信息很多都是福音性的。
That we know that the message beyond River Jordan are mostly gospels.
像无知的财主，这个就是福音性的。
Just like the foolish wise man, it is for the gospel.
那么，然后告诉我们真财宝是什么
？And that is we were told what is true wealth.
然后告诉我们说，然后给我们看见主耶稣来了，是把福音的火要丢在地上。
And that he come in order to to have the fire of the gospel.
然后到了十三章，你就看到这个比拉多然后就主耶稣解释说为什么有一些事情发生。
And that the Lord Jesus explained in 13, the events that had have taken place.
因为那个时候啊，刚好有听说呢，比拉多把加利利人的哈血掺在他们的祭物里的事告诉主耶稣。
And because that they told Jesus that.Pilate has mixed their the blood into their food.
耶稣说：“你们以为这些加利人比众加利人更有罪吗？所以受这些害吗？我告诉你，不是的。”就是十三章第二节。
And that is and Jesus said that do not suppose that these Galileans were worse than sinners than all others Galileans because they have suffered such thing.
那么如果你们不悔改的话，都要如此灭亡。
And then unless you repent, you will likewise perish.
然后他就讲一个比喻。
And then it follows by a parable.
讲的无花果树栽在葡萄园里，现在呢暂且让它留着，